Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
All righty, time to play Beat Bernie. Today's contestant out of Oceanside, retired NYPD. We love these guys. It's Dennis. Dennis, good morning, pal. How are you?
Hey, good morning, bro. How are you, sir?
I'm good. You can call me, sir.
Good.
Everything all right? How long did you work? How long were you a cop for? How long?
Just 20 years.
Just 20 years. All right. Well, thank you for your service. You're a hero, and thank you for playing today's game. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
At stake today, a $100 gift card and a WABC Barry House coffee mug. So a lot of good prizes coming your way. If, in fact, you can beat Bernie. Dennis, here's question number one. From 1970 to 1976, the Library of Congress funded the publication of what magazine in Braille, despite most of its content being cartoons and pictures?
Oh, that would be... That would be...
Need an answer now. Give me magazine. Quick.
Want a hint?
It's too late. Your hint was going to be Hugh Hefner.
Oh, okay.
The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ended the Mexican War in 1848. And in its terms, Mexico ceded 55% of its territory, which included part of California and the entirety of what other state?
New Mexico.
Yeah, very good. Of the days of the week, which comes last alphabetically?
Thursday.
Saturday.
No,
neither one. Come on, Dennis.
Sunday. Oh, man, it's early.
Bro, how about Wednesday? How about a W?
Oh, boy, that's right. It is. Okay, you got me there.
Tuesday. All right, it's number four. One of the worst nuclear accidents in history took place in March of 2011 at what Japanese power plant?
Oh, Nagasaki, no.
Wrong, you two-legged back.
What did you call it? Nagasaki? They did drop the atomic bomb at Nagasaki.
Yeah, they did. What was the one in Russia? I was thinking of that one, but go ahead.
This is, you're thinking about Chernobyl, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
this is, Three Mile Island here in the United States. This should have been...
This is bad.
Fukushima. Yeah. Just so you know, which is almost a curse word. All right, you've gotten...
One out of four.
Okay, get two right here. You'll get this, I promise.
Come on.
From 1980 until 2005, Ted Koppel anchored what ABC late-night television program? You got this. Start the Iran hostage crisis.
Evening news. I'm on a freeze. Nightlife with Ted Koppel.
Did he say Nightline with... I'm just giving him. He's a cop anyway. God. All right, Dennis.
Listen,
we're giving you two right, okay?
Can I give a shout-out before we go to the other guy?
Yeah, of course.
My old partner did a great job out there. J.R. Recupero, Frank Recupero in Suffolk County. He helped that cop who was stabbed in the leg. He caught the guy. He was coming out of dinner. Great job, Frank. I miss working with you. Did a great job.
Shout-outs like that, we always welcome on this show. Always. All right. Some guy's upset with me because he says, I understand you're upset with Aaron Hicks, but why DMX? Really? I'm not upset with DMX. I'm upset with the
coverage.
The coverage and
right.
And white people bending
saying.
Over backwards.
DMX was
gross.
DMX. That's what he was. That's why I say I like DMX.
I didn't. Sucked.
But the coverage is just way over
gross.
The
top.
He's not
gross.
The second coming of Stevie Wonder or Martin Luther
right,
King.
Right, exactly.
But I liked him. He was what he was, and that's what he was.
Okay. You need three right to win today's game, okay?
And some of his music was pretty good.
I like two of his songs, too. From 1970 to 1976, the Library of Congress funded the publication of what magazine in Braille, despite most of its content being cartoons and pictures?
From 70 to 76, who funded it?
No, what was the name of the magazine? It was in Braille, but most of its content was pictures.
But you said somebody funded it.
Yeah, the Library of Congress.
And most of its content was pictures.
Come on, bro. Vagina. What?
It's got to be a comic book, but
really, a comic book with vagina? I didn't know they had that. Playboy! I give you a vagina, you give me a comic
book? I didn't hear
book?
You say vagina.
What kind of comic books do you read?
I did not hear you say
vagina. Oh, my God.
I did not hear you say vagina.
I've got Batman porn.
I didn't hear you say vagina.
Juliet got it right away. Thank you, Jules. Okay.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to concentrate. What the hell with comic book? What would they put the pictures? Whatever. Okay. I got it wrong.
Number two.
I got it wrong.
Well, now you
got
to get three of the next four
to win.
He got it wrong, too. What did he say, this guy?
I forget, not something.
Did they really put a Playboy in Braille?
Yes.
Because of its content. Yes, they had, I guess, back in the 70s, there was more, you know, editorials and you know.
Oh, that's right. By the way, yeah, that's the people bought Playboy to read it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ended the Mexican War in 1848. And in its terms, Mexico ceded 55% of its territory, which included part of California and the entirety of what other state?
The Lone Star State.
Texas?
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
You're in trouble. Arizona.
Nope. You want a hint? Imus.
Really, New Mexico?
Yes. Very good.
And that's not along the border.
He got that one right, Dennis. Dennis got that right?
Yeah, it's on the border there.
No, it's not. Arizona's on the border. New Mexico is north.
Where did I say on the border? I didn't say on the border here.
You're right. You didn't say on the border. But
No. I'm saying that...
sure it's New Mexico? Well, Dennis got it right. Bernie got it wrong. Let's move on. Other days of the week... It's funny the way he answered this. He got all wrong except for one. Other days of the week, which comes last alphabetically?
Of all the days in the week, which comes last alphabetically?
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, you can't do it like that. Give me an answer.
Thursday, Friday.
Come on, give me an answer.
Saturday. It's got to be Wednesday.
Right. He said every other day.
Well, I'm not
Tuesday.
I'm not going to give you any more snap answers. I'm going to think about these things for a while.
All right.
For think a second, this. Just think like they this. Do on Regis.
Yeah, but they have 1 second. You just named every day of the week.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'm entitled to.
All right. One of the worst nuclear accidents, Bernie, in history, took place in March of 2011 at what Japanese power plant?
Oh,
see,
yes.
See, you thought Chernobyl.
I was thinking Chernobyl.
That's what he
thought. No, I was thinking actually Three Mile Island because
right.
We did the Chernobyl question while you were away.
Okay. This is Japan.
This was...
be careful how you say.
Can I say Fukushima?
Yes! So now... he gets this right, he wins, right? 2-2.
Correct, yes.
And he's going to get this. It's easy. From 1980 until 2005, Ted Koppel anchored what ABC late-night television program? Too easy.
The Tonight Show.
Go with that.
No, it was Nightline.
3-2, your final score. Bernie gets the win. Bernie, say hello to Dennis from Oceanside, a retired New York City police officer.
What's up, Dennis?
Bernie, I wish I played yesterday. I did better. I had confidence yesterday, but today was a bad day. Well, good job.
Good job out of you. Listen, retired NYPD. By the way, yesterday I worked out in the New York Sports Club there in Oceanside. I don't know if you remember or not.
Yeah. My kids go there, yeah.
Yeah. So where did you serve in the NYPD, if I may ask, Dennis?
I retired out of the 84 squad, but I started in Brooklyn in the 77 back in the day, in the 80s. And then went to narcotics for a few years, and then became a detective and went to the 84 squad.
Well, good man. Thank you for your service. Did you know that woman? She was a NYPD female from Oceanside. She plotted to have her husband whacked, and she's now in prison. Oh, she's in jail.
Is that true?
I didn't know about her, but I read about her. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's a little extreme.
I thought there might be a fraternity of ex-NYPD out, or NYPD. And final question, Dennis, from Oceanside. My neighbor, what do you think of the situation with the police today, the way they're demonized? I mean, cops that we know are fleeing left and right from the NYPD. Would you do the same these days?
No, it's a tougher job today. It's so in the media. It's a harder job. I think it's a harder job.
It's a harder job, but you're not a quitter. You would stick it out.
No, I'd stick it. I love the job. Listen, my old partner, look, Frank Recupero out there in Long Island. He was having dinner, came out, and caught that guy, stabbed that Suffolk County guy in the leg. He did a great job, in great shape.
Wow, that was
him.
That was your.
Yeah.
Did you say he was your partner?
Yeah, we worked for 12 years together. Great guy.
Wow, that, yeah, Frank? I remember the guys. It was right outside his house. Yeah, yep. He saved that cop's life.
He did, Frank. Yep. Way to go, Frank. Well, thank you, Dennis, and thank you, Frank, and all you guys and ladies. for your continued courageous work. Thank you for playing today's game, and have yourself a nice Tuesday.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the show. Have a great day.
All right, you too. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. We'll close it the way we do every day now. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters. On